Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:42 and back to Washington for continuing team coverage of the investigation into the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. The investigation that continues, Secret Service and the FBI are part of the probe. Ryan Schmelz with continuing team coverage. Have we learned anything more about the Secret Service failures that happened in the hours and days leading up to the rally?
I think, Rich, you know, when we talk about the specific Secret Service failures, I don't think we have. I think there's a lot of different stories out there about, you know, how there was a police officer from the township who apparently climbed up on the roof of the building and then was confronted by the shooter, and the shooter pointed his gun at him, and then he ultimately retreated. Now, what we do know is that there's going to be a meeting today between House Republicans, House Democrats, and members of the Secret Service, as well as some other security officials. And then you're getting that exact same briefing with the Senate as well.
Yeah, and obviously over the coming days and weeks, once Congress does return as well, there in person from the Republican National Convention, there will likely be more hearings and the like. Are we likely to see swift results of the investigation and or swift consequences for the Secret Service or Homeland Security at all?
We'll have to wait and see. You know, the ultimate, I believe, if there's any type of condemnation or punishment, that would have to be handed down by President Biden. We do know that the Homeland Security is having an internal investigation into what happened and the possible security failures that went down here. But as of right now, it looks like the Secret Service Director says she is not going to be stepping down. But, you know, when she appears before a hearing before the Oversight Committee next week, Monday, I believe it's going to be, and then she could possibly appear before a hearing in front of the Homeland Security Committee on Tuesday. I mean, she's going to be facing a lot of questions, and there's going to be a lot of concerns being raised by lawmakers.
Ryan, the convention is its own secure event, but coming out of it, there will be and there are other rallies that are planned. We understand there's one in Grand Rapids, Michigan, for example, with former President Trump this weekend. I would imagine that there's going to be some enhanced security procedures in place, if not already.
That's what we're expecting, yes. And I believe this one is going to be an indoor facility or an indoor rally, which will make it, I think, a little bit easier for Secret Service to work with the building. So I think that will be probably one thing to consider.
All right. And we'll obviously follow all steps in the investigation as local representative Michael Waltz is on that House Oversight Committee. We heard from him during coverage over the weekend about the questions that he has about the apparent Secret Service failures. Ryan Schmelz, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Thanks.